Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you?
You know, I told you just like minutes ago that I had so many things to talk about. I can barely remember what they are, but like maybe I could regenerate them.
Okay, let's list them. Jen Shaw, number one.
Yeah, can't think about anything but her and her financial crimes.
On my mind. Yeah. Also because when it was on Salt Lake City, we're not going to talk about Salt Lake City on this episode, but just really quickly, we would watch it when it was on, you were like, there is something scandalous regarding like money happening in the Shaw household. And like, you were like, I'm calling, there's going to be something legal going to happen next season. And you were right.
Jen Shaw, I mean, the signs were there. The signs, like, there was nothing about her added up or made sense. A lot often what she said made no sense. And when you are living that kind of lifestyle, you're either in like crazy debt or unless
something
it's like explicable. Right. Unless you can explain where it's coming from, which you couldn't really. Like, yeah, something was happening.
Like, she had a secret. And that's why, she was blowing up.
Scammy vibes. But yeah, no. Okay, the fact that her case is being brought by like these prestigious prosecutors, I feel like really elevates her in terms of the housewife world. You know, like to me, she was kind of like low. She was kind of like, But now I feel like I'm like, ooh, she has a sophisticated financial scheme going on. That's interesting.
I'm just excited because it's like a scammer. Like there's a scammer in our midst.
right. She is a big asshole though. Like she was purposely going after old people. Okay, Sean asked to explain in one sentence. Okay, she was basically running I'm going to read off my little script for my TikTok. She was running a telemarketing scheme that targeted people mostly over like age 55. She was selling them like non-existent business services by like tax prep and like web design and all this like stuff, but there would never actually be like a product, but she would just take all their information and charge them money, obviously. And then she would take their information, turn it into lists and sell those lists to other scammers and then got a kickback. She basically made revenue from what was made from those lists from the other scammers.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a referral fee, but like no more than a referral fee, like more like a commission. And then she had it she had the money like wired into offshore bank accounts. Like there was a lot going on.
She knew she was doing something criminal.
Yeah, they were using encrypted messages. Like she was really this was like a sophisticated scam.
Yeah, and when I say I'm excited, like I don't mean like it's obviously really fucked up when she's scamming like older people. The part that I find so intriguing is that like the FBI, right? That's who was investigating her. SEC, FBI, who?
The Justice Department. But yeah, I guess it is the FBI.
There was an investigation, a real criminal investigation going on for a while on Jen Shaw. Then imagine Bravo walks in. He's like, we would like to film you. And the FBI, I can only see it from like the lens of the Sopranos, you know, like the FBI agents. And then like the F Yeah, and then it's just like, okay. And then she's filming and she's the balls to film, like just like Teresa and Joe. And yeah. She does it and she tries to be like the star of the show. And FBI is probably like, this moron, like, this is only going to be worse for you. But she clearly thought she would never get caught, like most criminals who get caught do.
Right. Brazen asshole. Yeah, she was also such an asshole. I didn't like her at all.
She was mean.
I had such a Sopranos moment today.
Yeah.
Anytime I go into a car, like, or near a car dealership, I always think about Tony Soprano's girlfriend, Gloria, at the car dealership, at the Mercedes dealership, who he then, I'm not going to spoil this 20-year-old show, but it always makes me think of that. This morning, I went to pick up our new car and I was like in the car dealership and I was like, is Gloria Trillo going to approach me? Anyway.
Yeah, she.
That's
yeah,
that the was story.
She was a tortured soul. the character of Gloria Trillo. Congrats on your new replacement vehicle.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just glad I didn't need a replacement like body part or something after the accident. Okay, so like, we're good.
Turned a morbid turn.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let's get into our episode. Sammy, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about vacation. Vacation, all I ever wanted.
We are talking about vacation, but what are we specifically talking about vacation?
We are talking about not letting diet culture ruin your vacation. Okay. Just letting everyone know, we have a new brand manager, Sydney, and she wrote us a little intro for the outline. I feel like it's a very cohesive intro. Should I read it?
Yeah, read it.
Okay. Vacation, I was like, say yes. Right. Vacation body anxiety is a very real thing, especially after this year, which has just been so incredibly hard in so many ways. And we're literally been told not to go outside and be active. So summer is approaching and more people are getting vaccinated. And the thought of going on a vacation now finally sounds like something we can maybe be doing. Also, like, I had a little bit of a vacation like 2 weeks ago. So
yes, kind you did.
Of. Yeah. So today we're going to talk about like the anxiety and stress that goes along with going on vacation, specifically the body anxiety. And we want to talk about whether or not going on vacation changes the way you feel about your body. So.
And the inspiration for today's episode comes from this tweet that, you know, was very viral on the interwebs. And this is by at the Life of Balance, Julia Roth on Twitter. Her tweet was, vacations are meant to be fun and relieve stress. Don't let diet culture take that away from you. Eat what you want, exercise when you want, and wear what you want. And we posted this like on a few of our accounts, I Start Tomorrow and Travel. And on Travel, it was pretty funny. Like people We put a poll up of like agree or disagree, and it was pretty split. So we thought it would be like a good episode to just like chat about this. I am also going on a little baby moon, and I'm so excited.
Why are you crying
about how just the thought of being of just taking a break is just so exciting to me.
It's good.
I'm crying of relief and just looking forward to just doing nothing is just this, the pure delight at the end of this very, very close 2 weeks. I'm just pumped.
So, okay. So tell everyone where are you going? Like, not specifically like the coordinates or anything, but like
very, very secluded place. Like this is a non-party hotel. There will be no mingling. Rusty's going to be so fucking bored, but
oh my God, who's he going to talk to? You other obviously, but like who else?
Me the whole time. It's a place that I vetted very clearly. I've been there. You've been there. I'm not going to share where I'm going until after I get back, but I'm sure you, whatever.
I can vouch that it is secluded.
It took me a very secluded, not much travel. My doctor okayed the distance and all. And it's exciting because I wanted to go away for so long, and I finally feel some feeling of it's okay to go away right now. Like everything has just been stressful. Like being pregnant in COVID is so, so stressful, and getting the vaccine and just like, it just feels, I'm excited just to take a break and putting my vacation message on in my email. Like those things I'm very, very excited about.
The responder. That's exciting. Am I your person who you refer to?
Do you
want to
be?
I am. Like
I could do Rachel, actually.
Yeah, do Rachel. Okay. Don't do me.
For urgent matters, contact Rachel. I'm excited. This place is really outdoors, like it's very airy. And I know people who've just recently been there. They say everything is very clean, safe, masks. So I'm feeling good about it, but obviously I'm scared to go to the airport a little bit. So my biggest challenge is if I can pack if I can pack in a carry-on. Rusty's like hysterically laughing at the fact that I'm going to try to do that. But this
how long are you going for?
I'm just like, I think not 7-8 days, 8 days.
Oh, so, that's long. Okay. That's hard, actually. I thought you were going like four days. So
no, I'm going all in. This is the last vacation I'm taking before I'm alone, while we're still alone.
Wow.
As a family of two. So I really just want to relax and I just need it. But yeah, Rusty, like I said, Rusty's going to be so fucking bored.
I mean, you only need like bathing suits and like, you know, like it's
small stuff.
Yeah.
And like, it's not a fashion show, but yeah. That said,
this is actually really helpful for what you just said is actually really key to our conversation today. I know probably everyone thinks we're just talking about your vacay, but it's actually kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, it's not a fashion show.
Vacation is supposed to be this fashion show. We drop, like we go and shop so much in advance. We have to show off new outfits. We need to look good in these outfits.
You always bring like so many combinations. Like I was actually thinking just to get into vacation, like we have a vacation plan for the end of the summer and I've started shopping and I've started and I was actually thinking about you when I was like when I was unpacking from Colorado and redoing my closet a little bit.
You started shopping already?
Like just for summer stuff. So like, but I'm obviously thinking with like, oh, what will I wear on big, like what will be good to have for that vacation too? So I was thinking of you because I was like trying to organize or whatever. And I was like picturing how like on vacation, you always bring a lot of like options. And I was like, I'm going to try to bring a lot of options this year.
That's why I never can get a carry on. I've missed a train I missed a train in Italy because my suitcase was too heavy and I was running and dragging it. And Jordana and my friend Alexa thought I made the train. They went, we were trying to go to the airport to go to Portugal. And I, that was the craziest story because of my life, honestly.
Because of your, wait, because of your luggage?
Because of my luggage was too heavy. I couldn't physically, I have PTSD from that too, because me, like on a train alone, scared I'm going to miss our connecting flight to, where are we going? Portugal. I was like alone, and Sammy and Jordana were like, where the fuck are you?
That's crazy. I actually have to bring a big suitcase this summer because we're going for like 4 weeks. So I can't bring. Okay. I'll just tell you what happened. Avi and I had 2 weeks of a vacation planned. And then his friend has a house in Corsica in France. So he invited us to come for a week and stay there. And
are you a princess?
I mean, I'm not the princess. I don't have a house in Corsica. But so he invited us to stay. He has apparently like a really nice house. So he invited us to stay for a week, like before. But the week was before, 1 week before our vacation. So we're like, oh, we might as well just like add, just stay around the area.
You're going to be like the guest of honor in like a Corsica castle.
You know, one can hope. One can hope.
One could hope. But anyway. All right. But so yeah. Let's get back to the topic at hand. So not only do we go and shop, like it's all about like appearance, but for so many times in my life, I've been like, holy shit, I'm going on vacation in a month. I need to crash diet. I need to like restrict like crazy, right? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. I mean, literally last weekend. So when we were in Colorado last weekend, we had a weekend in Vail and Aspen, and really only 2 days did it feel like, I'm seeing people, because we met like two of Avi's friends there. And obviously, it was a winter vacation, so it's kind of a different story, but there was a hot tub, which obviously involved a bathing suit, and it was the first time, like, anybody I know has seen me at this weight in as little clothing as I was in, and, like, honestly, at first, I was anxious, but then I was just, like, then I just, like, got in the hot tub. Like, I just, like, it's definitely, like, present in my mind that like, yeah. I feel like I'm in a bigger body and I don't feel comfortable or like proud or confident necessarily. And I don't like, I can feel myself holding myself uncomfortably. And I don't know how to dress really, but yeah, it's stressful.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Why is it that we feel the need to suddenly like change everything just because you're going like to a new place with strangers? Like there's no one really going to be there unless there are people, you know, but still they know who what you look like.
Okay. I think the source of the issue is that is social media. Like part of it is like, oh, I want to look good for my husband. But the real source of the issue, I think, as we may experience it, is social media, because we've sort of been like a little bit trained to see the vacation as the photos of the vacation, as like the footage and the documentation of the vacation rather than like the living of the vacation.
So true.
And that's because of our like parallel lives on social media. But pictures and footage and videos are not actually the vacation. You in the vacation, living the vacation is the vacation. So, but we've sort of been like trained that like this like preserved, documented museum version of the vacation is actually what it is. So to sort, it's really about preparing for that, I think.
Right. I mean, I'm thinking about myself, like I obviously shopped before this trip.
It's like a mini wedding. You want to look back on it and you want to look skinny in the pictures. Like,
right. So before this trip, I did shop, but also because I have no clothes that fit me. That's because I'm pregnant. But I was also thinking like, how do I look chic? Even though like Rusty has no idea like what chic is. He's like, as long as it's not high-waisted pants, we're good. We're like puffed sleeves. And I'm like, that's chic. But yeah, it's just so interesting. Yeah.
Like, cause then you start to feel like, oh, I can only look chic if I look slender. And if I can wear the clothing that I could buy in the sizes that are smaller or sizes that are, you know, meant to be worn by like, you know, a woman who's a size like 10 or less, honestly. And it just feels, yeah, I think there's just this sort of like, it's just a natural status thing. Like we desire to look and feel a certain way. Maybe it's less about feeling. I think it really is more about looking.
But you, and part of it, your feelings are a result of how you think you're being perceived or look.
Yes, correct. Yeah. It's like your feelings are less like about you than they are about sort of like, do I have I achieved this?
What people think of you. Like, okay, I was trying on like this bathing suit and I was looking in the mirror and I have obviously not been exercising as I normally do. And I'm like looking at my legs and I'm like, well, all right. Like, this isn't that fun, but I'm just going to say like, fuck it. Like, what else am I going to do? Like, this is just my body. But had this been maybe years ago, I don't know what I would do. I would look for like cover ups that cover my bottom and maybe never wear them and then be so scared to take it off in person. Have you ever opted out of a beach vacation of like fear of being in a bathing suit?
No.
When I was younger, I visited my grandma and with my brother, who was much younger at the time, who like, you know, like wanted to swim to have fun, like rather than just stand there and tan like me.
Right. stand and talk.
Stand, talk, and tan. Oh, that's another thing, by the way. Like, I'm going on this vacation for a long time, but I can't be out in the sun for that long. You can't get overheated. So really, what am I going to do?
You should get a hat.
Oh, I have a hat. I got the Amazon foldable hat.
You should get a fan to put in your phone. You should get one of those hats that says future mom. on it. I'm kidding.
No. I got my head on Amazon. And so anyway, so when I was younger, like I would go visit my grandma, and this is, I would be with my brother who was younger at the time. And he, you know, he loved to swim, and that's his idea of like entertainment. Whereas mine, like swimming was like standing, tanning and talking. And, I would tell him, no, I don't like swimming, like, because I didn't want to get off my chaise lounge, like to walk from the chair to the pool, literally. And I think I've talked about this on the show that like, I remember, and I really regret it, like on times of bonding with my little brother, just because I felt so self-conscious about what the fuck, my grandparents live in an older senior community. what they think of me, my like 20 something year old self in my like stupid fucking bikini. Like, can you, it's so fucked up to hear myself back and hear that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, think about, I mean, that's just sort of like the vacation example of all the vacation specific example of all the things that we've given up because of food or weight or how we feel about how we look or something like that. And I mean, it's sort of, you know, like when you cancel dinner because you had too many calories that day. Something I always struggled with, I think, let's say when we've been on vacation with our friends in the past, is like the eating on vacation and like wanting to indulge and have a good time and being drunk. And obviously it's hard to like diet ever when you're drunk and wanting to not feel bloated or something. And I think back and I'm like, it's so dumb. It's not like I was going to like look different if I ate chips or if I ate crudite. Like, it's just, yeah, it's so stupid.
It's stupid, but I do feel like you end up getting a little bit more bloated in the, on vacation, because the food, like traveler's diarrhea, sorry, TMI, but like the food is different. It's probably saltier. You're eating out all the time. Not really that different than me right now, but you're eating out all the time. And it's just like stuff you're not used to, topped with drinking, which definitely like makes your face look fuller, but mostly only to you. It's not like to other people. And right. It's just the way that you start to feel. Like, I remember coming back from, and then it's this feeling after when you get back and you're like, oh, it's going to take me. Now I have to lose 5 pounds. I have like distinct memories of my mom when we were younger, like stepping on a scale after getting back on vacation, talking about how many pounds she's gained from this 1 week, and me being like, oh, okay, we can't do that. And me knowing now that that's bullshit. It's not real weight. There's no chance she gains 5 pounds on a week vacation. Like, there's zero chance. So the bloating and the water retention and all of that is real, but you're not gaining fat.
Right. Right.
Like,
it's like you should just enjoy yourself. And also, like, when you try to be good, quote unquote, on vacation, you're actually just like sort of ruining it and like giving yourself additional stress. And it would lead me to binge. Like, I remember right before the pandemic, we went on Jay's Bachelorette, and like I was so stressed because I thought my wedding was coming up. And I remember feeling like so on like ravenous on that vacation, because I felt like, oh my gosh, after this I really have to diet and that's my like last chance. And it made me like incredibly ravenous on that vacation because I was like stressed to be drinking so much. And it's just so dumb. And then my wedding didn't even happen until August. And it all became, yeah.
It seems dumb, like in hindsight or just talking about it, but it feels so real when you're experiencing it.
It is real.
But it feels so like important, not even real. Like, just it feels so important in the moment. And then also when you get back and like people saying, oh, I got to go on a juice cleanse, or I don't do that anymore, right. But I definitely have. Just going hardcore diet after a vacation. And then it just, what's the point? Like,
it's not just, like, stupid if someone does this because like the society tells them they need to. So like, it's not like you're stupid. It's just that like, it is silly in general that this is sort of what life revolves around. Like, these are very common patterns and thoughts, and like, why are they so established? One thing I do want to comment on from the outline is one of the listener DMs that asked, how do you gain back confidence when going from quarantine sweatpants to swimsuits? And it kind of made me think, like, confidence. Okay. So everyone like wants to be confident. That is like a feeling people want. I actually feel like confidence, when I think about it in the context of like going on a beach vacation, is a myth. If I looked thin, I was confident. If I looked heavier, I wasn't confident. And honestly, it wasn't even about like the absolute weight that made me confident or not confident. It was like, if I was thinner than usual, I was confident. If I was heavier or a little more bloated than usual, I was not confident.
Right, exactly.
And then I think like, okay, if confidence in general is conditional, how can it be real confidence? Like, if it's based on like looking on like being in the process of losing weight or having lost a certain amount of weight, like that's not real confidence. Like, I almost feel like this, the idea of confidence is sort of like a fraud, and what it should be replaced with is self-esteem, which is a more stable trait. Like you either have, like you can have like levels of good self-esteem and self-respect and like how high, in what regard you hold yourself. And I feel like that's like much more stable and more important and like based on more like real things than confidence. And I think people should not strive to feel confident, which can be like, it's outward,
superficial.
It's temporary, it's fleeting. It's like, is my outfit good? Is my makeup good? Because think about this. You could be really feeling yourself. You go out on a night out, you're really feeling yourself, you feel like you lost weight, you think you look great, you have a new outfit, the guy texted you back, like, you know, you're all great. Okay, then you find out that you have lipstick all over your teeth. Do you feel confident?
Somebody takes a picture and what really happens, you're like so excited. Let's take a pic. You take a picture and then you look at it and you're like, I don't look that good in here. Wait a minute. And then you question your entire reality.
Right. So your confidence is shot from, if confidence is real, it can't be shot from like one bad angle or like one mishap. That's why it's like, forget confidence. Work on your self-esteem and how much, like, how good you feel about, like, you, yourself as a person, for, like, reasons that can't just be, like, can't fluctuate with the scale.
Well, what's something that could fluctuate your self-esteem? Just so we can put it in context.
Like, okay, let's say you do something bad to a friend and you feel really badly about it and you ditch someone for a stupid, shallow reason. Like, okay, then maybe if you feel bad about yourself and you're like, oh, maybe that was like wrong, you're like kind of questioning, like, am I a good friend? But let's say you do something nice for, I don't know, like, let's say you do something good for someone and they're like, they are really appreciative. That, I think, could make you have good self-esteem because like you did something that made someone feel good.
But something you didn't do. So I would say, like, when I was younger, I think my self-esteem was affected, not necessarily even confidence, because I was never really that confident to begin with, but my self-esteem was affected if a guy did rejection.
Right. Yeah, something, no, rejection
something
definitely.
Something like that definitely affects your self-esteem.
If you have really solid self-esteem, I think rejection will be less crushing. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I think that's,
but you can still not be confident. It's kind of interesting because confidence, the opposite of confidence is just not confident. And whereas like self-esteem gives like grace in self-esteem. There's like, you still have a self-esteem, but maybe it's low at the moment. Maybe it's a little high. So I like that. Like,
well, I think it's really like more stable, but like it allows for a range of feelings like within it. You can have high self-esteem and feel sad or resentful because you're rejected, but you can overall still have high self-esteem. And it's not like it's just high or low. It's like you can have like medium self-esteem. You know, it's like I think it's more of like how you regard yourself generally, and then it allows you to feel proud or ashamed or like, you know, that like, and I think it's something you build over time or you lose over time. Like if you're in an abusive relationship, you're going to lose self-esteem and you're going to come out of that relationship probably with very low self-esteem. Whereas if you like realize that you are really good at something and like you conquer a fear, that might probably improve your self-esteem. Like,
right.
So I feel like, and there it's, that's why it's like, I think more worthwhile to think about yourself on those other metrics because they're more stable and they're more like affected by you and like just generally like something that's helping the world and the people around you rather than like the like feeding more into diet culture, which ultimately makes you and other people feel very bad. Even people who are at the peak of diet culture, they still feel really bad too.
From my personal experience, like listening to this, our own conversation and like trying to relate it back to maybe something that I'm feeling or not feeling right now, I could say, I can say that I think that right now, like I have a pretty decent self-esteem and I'm going about like going on this vacation. I feel okay with it. Like I feel I'm not going to change the way I eat before. I'm not going to change the way that I eat there or the way that I eat after. But maybe I don't feel that confident about my legs, to use that same example, but then at the end of the day, I go, the reason why I was able to just sort of brush that off is because my self-esteem dictates the fact that that's not that important.
So that's
kind of like a real life example of that. And I kind of like the fact that this, you can still be confident at being a good thing. That's great. But depending on how malleable that confidence is or like porous it is, that's kind of how how you can tell whether or not it's going to break or not.
Confidence is also so situational that just like don't chase it. Like if you're really good at basketball, you might feel really confident walking onto a basketball court, but you might also be really shy and walking into a party, you're not confident. So like it's not a real thing. Confidence is a mood. It's not a
current
quality
mood.
Yeah. Right.
Since we just got into a listener DMs, DST or sent us a bunch of DMs, conversation starters that we've been sort of answering in this episode. Let's do one more that we kind of really just touched on earlier, but let's talk about it. Okay, I'm going to read it. Bathing suits are my own personal hell. Strong statement. Agreed. I always feel the need to restrict before I wear one. Any tips on how not to do this?
Yeah, I mean, I see why bathing suits sort of take it to the next level because it's not like going out to dinner, picking an outfit to go out to dinner can be stressful. But when you're at bathing suit level, I get it.
You can't hide.
You can't hide. I mean, you could wear a cover up. You could get a spray tan to increase your confidence level. But I think that this is something that you might struggle with. It is a struggle. I struggle with it. Like, it's not something that, like, it's, I don't want to, like, lie and be like, oh, here's the answer to your bathing suit.
But I think analyzing maybe the source of the hell, it's because, like,
it's full exposure.
But also you're comparing yourself. This is the same game with outfits and shopping, I think.
Yeah.
You're comparing yourself to Ab City on Instagram and maybe the people around you who you notice. You're not really noticing the people who aren't walking around in Ab City. You know, there are just as many people who are sort of wearing one pieces or don't have like, you know, the body that you're trying to have, right?
Well, what's interesting about in person versus Instagram is that Instagram, magically, everyone's body looks perfect and like exactly as it should. But in real life, if you're at like a pool at a hotel, there's so many different body types. It's not just like thin fat.
But you don't notice them. Right. When you're so deep into it, you don't notice.
What I've actually started noticing because as part of this, I've just been sort of like noticing, like not from like an, oh, like judgmental or sorting type, like sorting into like good or bad type of way. But like there are so many unique bodies. And then that sort of makes me feel like, how can clothing be expected to fit? Like,
yeah. When I say notice, I don't mean like they don't, they're not there. You're ignoring. It's more so you're not. You see it, you're like, oh, all right, they're like me. Let's pay attention to the people I want to look like, you know? And then you just like put on your jealousy hat, goggles rather, and you're just like, oh, and then I'm like, and then you take it personally. Meanwhile, this person is not paying attention to you, but you were just created this entire narrative in your head, and then you don't get up off your chair. And, well, you know?
Well, okay. So I think what I would try to focus on, because it's not just going to be like, oh, I'm going to rid myself of this feeling. Like, that's like number one, like reality check. What I would try to do is focus on like what you're doing while you're in the bathing suit. Like, are you with a friend? Are you with your significant other? Are you like relaxing on the beach? Like, do you hear like beautiful sounds of the waves? Do you like, is the water nice? Like, how's the setting? Are you enjoying a good drink? Like, are you having a snack? Like, think about all the things that you're doing that are like so great. You're on vacation, so you're not working. That's obviously like step number one. Things are good. Like, trying to focus on the experience that you're having rather than like sort of doing like a pervasive self-checking and like trying to like view yourself from another's perspective. Like, just try to focus on like what you're experiencing in the moment. Absorb like the fortune, like, you know, your good fortune that you're on vacation with people that you love, hopefully. And I would really try to focus on what is actually like happening to you, because that is, you want that to be what you remember from your vacation that you are spending money on, not NPTO days, not like, oh, I felt so fat on that vacation. And the more you try, more you focus on that, the more I think you will probably look back on the vacation as being about what you looked like.
Right. I do have to say that when you're younger, you go on vacation more often with people that you may not be as close with. Whereas True. When you're older, you go, you're less like, these people know you so well that it's less of a thing.
Right.
So when you're younger, for our younger listeners, younger than us, I get it. I totally get it. Like, spring, talk about personal spring hell. Break. Like spring break, which Jessica went by when being in college, personal hell. And I would drink so much to compensate. That's another thing. Like, I would try to get so drunk so that I would not, so I would have this false sense of confidence. Literally, it was tied hand in hand, parallel. Yeah, I would drink just to talk to people, and it was just it worked. However, it didn't work because I was a mess. And then the next day, I would feel really, really bad, and I would feel bloated from drinking too much, and I would then eat my feelings, and it was just this awful, vicious cycle, and all because I just had such low sense of self and fake, I didn't have confidence, but I also had a very low self-esteem.
Yeah, no, totally. I was definitely like in that boat too, of like drinking to more just numb in general, like body being like one of the, you know, like many things that I was trying to sort of ignore.
Yeah. But there is obviously hope at the end of all of this. Like, me personally, I feel excited. I feel, even though I'm bigger, yeah, sure, it's due to pregnancy, but even if I wasn't pregnant, I would definitely not be smaller due to the pandemic. We got a bunch of like messages about like, I gained a lot of weight in the pandemic. I'm really feeling self-conscious about the summer.
I'm with you.
Kind of like what we talked about in the last episode. I think a lot of people are on that boat.
I will make a recommendation. Reformation has great extended sizing stuff. I got a bunch of things, and like, I actually feel like, okay, I have enough things to wear to like 3 to 4 things.
I do think, like, yeah, while we are saying that buying clothes we may buy clothes to make ourselves have this fake again confidence.
No,
for
but
Instagram,
I need clothes because I literally do not have other clothes. No,
forget,
I
forget
need
it. Let's
clothing.
Say, let's say somebody still has like bigger things in their closet that they will still fit in. I think as a way of maybe making yourself feel better is buying some newer stuff that, again, buy a hot, bigger size that fits you now. But I think that will make you feel good in real time. When you go out, you're like, oh, I have a new shirt and I like how it looks, you know, like spending some time, you know, it's a form of self-care as long as you're not like breaking your credit limit, like just buying like one thing to something nice that makes you feel good. I think that can help. And of course, if you can afford it, just saying that, but of course that can make you feel good. And yeah, we hope this episode was, well, you guys liked it. I mean, I know a lot of, the summer is this scary, which it really shouldn't be because it's
scary
so
season.
Exciting. It's, but that, okay, that is, fuck vacations. Summer itself, the whole summer bodies are made in the winter line that's constantly in everybody's brain from like pre-anti-diet culture messaging. Like the summer being this scary thing when it's supposed to be this fun time of the year. It's the funnest time of the year. Literally, you go outside. People aren't as intensely working. You go outside. You get to sit outside. You get to go to a pool. You, if you can, if you have access, of course. But if you like, you get to just sort of, the sun is so good for you in your skin. It's just a better, people are happier in the summer. Most people, of course.
It's, and it shouldn't be ruined by
it should not
anti-fat bias.
If you guys have any ideas for any episodes you want us to talk about, if you like this conversation, any themes or anything, email us dst@betches.com, DM us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Wish me luck in my vacation. And this week, aka out tomorrow, our first episode of Betches Moms is dropping and we are interviewing Rachel Bilson. And we already pre-interviewed her. Like we had this interview and it was so good. She's really down to earth. It's going to be great. So Betches Moms podcast is literally launching tomorrow and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. So moms, mom curious, not even curious,
pregnant.
Just fans of Aileen, right? Pregnant. That is another stage. Go listen. I'm excited to listen.
It's hosted by me, who is Prego, and Brittany, who runs the Betches Moms account, also our art director. She's pregnant, but also has a toddler. And it's been a good show to record so far. And we hope you guys like it. If you're a mom, or again, you don't have to be a mom to listen. I'm technically not a mom.
There's no admission.
No admission at door. And yeah, guys, rate, review, subscribe, follow on Spotify, leave us a review on iTunes, please. We love you. Say hi to Sydney at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Follow me at Aileen, Sammy at Sammy. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.